Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Let us open our Bibles and read Luke chapter 4 verses 1 to 20. Luke chapter 4 verse 1 to 20. Let us now read. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. In those days, he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee in the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it thee. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest of any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Yes, Lord. Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with thankful heart that we come today in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, faithfulness, and loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for endless love that you gave to us to fear you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the lives you entrusted to us to enter the narrow gate and to continue to go and walk in the narrow way that you ordained for us to walk through. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood which shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provisions, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you, and we exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, as we repent and renounce our sins, we commit once again into your hand to live a life to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you and rely on you, that you will provide us all our needs and will answer our prayers according to your will and your perfect time. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray for good health, strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word and to do your will. Lord, we pray for the children and the youths to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and live a long life. Lord, we pray that you will aid and support all the single parents in the church. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs and the regular income we receive. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters in obedience to your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters and for the people will see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify our God, our Father in heaven. We pray that through our lives we'll teach people around us to be honest, diligent, to work hard to obey, and be submissive to our earthly master. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those peoples around us in our working places, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give jobs to those who are jobless, and give wisdom and solutions to those who are in trials. Lord, we trust you that you will meet all their needs. Lord, reveal to them the things that they need to do in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations and in our working places to be safe. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe, and to live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bondages and sins and receive the salvation that comes from you alone in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people and the authorities in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, we trust you that you will provide all the logistic needs, offices, and the documentations needed for the church. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread the congregations of the church and other places in the world. Lord, help us to reach new cities, towns, villages, countries, and new languages and ethnic groups. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, the children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you've called your church to do and serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision in the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the holy will of God. Lord, empower your church to be a light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved. We pray to give us gifts of healing, faith, discernment, prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, and the rest of the gifts that we need to reach the lost souls and for further extension of the church. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us. The love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, we pray to anoint our service and reveal us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, anoint the speaker. Do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord, and set them free from their bondages and save them. Lord, speak to us through your word that we may apply in our lives, that our lives will be a living sacrifices, holy and acceptable on your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Oh. sing and say the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you have found us, O Lord God, and you have saved us and have called us as your very own children who will continue to worship you here and in the next life to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering to God. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7. Every man according as he prospereth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessities. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Lord God, we praise you, we adore you, we thank you for all the blessing received from you. For you are our provider and giver. And as we give today our tithes, offering, and first fruit, open our hearts to be more generous, openly to obey, and by faith to give us more to be used for your glory. Bless this money, Lord, for further building of your kingdom, and bless the cheerful giver. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled Food Offered to Idols. Part 2. Food offered to idols, part 2. Open your Bibles in Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 to 21. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 to 21. Let us read. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Aspenas, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, unto Hananiah of Shadrach, unto Mishael of Meshach, unto Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Milsar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us fowls to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. The smelsar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore he stood thee before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the kings inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We pray, Lord, bless the reading of your word and help us to understand your message to us and enable us to obey and put into action all what we hear and learn from your message. Lord, I pray, anoint my lips as I read and deliver your message to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Here, as we can read in this story in Daniel 1, that God had handed over Jehoiakim, the wicked king of Judah, to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, who carried him with the vessels of the house of God in Jerusalem to Babylon. With them they carried certain of the children of Judah, of the king's seed, and of the princes. Those were among the chosen people of God, from which Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, wanted to choose some of those choice children of Judah among them, to train them and educate them to stand and to serve in the presence of the king of Babylon, as we read here in verse 3 and 4. And the king spake unto Aspenas, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. The mind of the king of Babylon was to honor those young men who were bright and brilliant, and to give them free scholarship to study and to serve in getting good possession in his kingdom. His thought was good, but it was also used by Satan to defile those young men by what will be given to them from the king's table, from food and drinks. Verse 5, Daniel chapter 1, verse 5. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. The following are those who were chosen. Verse 6. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel, the first one among them, and it seemed was the one who took the lead to distinguish himself in deciding not to defile himself with the food and the wine that was given to them from the king's table. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel was a young man who was brought as a captive to a foreign land governed by non-believers and who were their enemies. He was away from his own people or relatives, but he decided not to defile himself with the portion of the king's meat or with the wine. You see here, it is really depend on yourself. If you decided not to compromise and not to defile yourself, then you are able and you can stand and announce your stand. The circumstances around you, how much it can pressurize you, but it cannot silence you from standing up and declaring your refusal to all kinds of sins that were placed on you to do them. The reason behind this refusal of Daniel to that food and drink was because he knew that the food would either contain unclean items that the Levitical law prohibited and categorized as unclean beasts, like the pork, camel, and the rabbit, or it could be food sacrificed to idols, or the wine served could be alcoholic in content. Daniel and his friends were chosen much against their own will to be trained for 3 years and then to serve the king of Babylon. Although that was something good and many would be like to be employed in such, but not Daniel and his friends, because in such were liable to be defiled. Do not delight in such privileges and worldly prestigious things, but delight in the Lord and in his plans for you. Also think that in the worldly things, but on the things above on high. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. The plan of the devil against them to suppress them was evident, as we read here, Daniel chapter 1, verse 7. And to whom the prince of the eunuchs give names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. The meaning of Daniel is God is my judge, and he gave him the name Belteshazzar, which means who is pleased with and kept by the god Bel. This was a demon the Babylonians worship, which was the god of Nebuchadnezzar, as we can conclude from Daniel chapter 4 verse 8. Daniel chapter 4 verse 8. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and before him I told the dream, saying. The meaning of Hananiah is God has mercy, or is strengthened by his God. And they give him the name Shadrach, which means the one is strengthened by rock, and rock is the name of the sun god, And the same sun god the Catholic Church took and incorporated inside the church as Christmas. The meaning of Michelle is who is what God is. And they gave him the name of Misha, which means who is like Ak. And Ak means the Venus god, the god of the feminists. It might be a female name, and Michelle was a boy and named him with a girl name. The meaning of Azariah is Jehovah has helped. They gave him the name Abednego, which means servant of Nebo, a name of another god of the Babylonians. So totally were different names that will take away God's name from the court of King Nebuchadnezzar and link their names to the names of their king and to their idols. But in spite of all this, the Babylonians were not able to influence them and their commitment toward God. Daniel and his friends decided to keep away from all the enticing things on the king's table. They knew it would defile them in every way. Daniel was aware that if he defiled himself with food from the king's table, he would have to compromise on another matters too. Once you compromise about simple things like food here, then you will be forced to compromise more. For example, to go into idol worship and into immorality. My advice to you is to keep your commitment to God and keep your identity as a follower of God and a disciple of Jesus. Food offered to idols or food offered to wicked people with the wrong motive is to weaken our faith and find a way to penetrate our lives and force us to do wrong. Such kind of food is never a blessing from God. In many ungodly relationships, food is used to strengthen the bond and compel the person to do wrong. Therefore, we need to be aware of that. The first temptation of man by the devil was in the Garden of Eden, and the temptation was using food as the medium. He tempted them to eat from the tree that God had forbidden man to eat from. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Even in the first temptation of Jesus, the evil again used food. He tempted Jesus to change the stone to bread. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Such kind of food that God forbid us to eat will not make us rich, but it will enslave us and cause us to sin against God. Therefore, we need to be cautious and discerning and bold in refusing it, standing on the word of God, as Jesus said, Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel determined in his heart to refuse such food. You see here, you need to determine in your heart not to eat such food or any food offered to idols. When he was willing to obey God, his friends also stood for the truth with him and refused to eat the food from the king's table. You see here, when you stand for the truth and set a good example, others will follow your good example and stand for the truth. When Daniel and his friends refused to compromise and do wrong, God made a way for them that he and his friends were able to escape the trap of the devil. Daniel and his friends found favor in the eyes of Milsar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. God worked out miracles for them when they were willing to obey God. Daniel chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who had appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Milsar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee 10 days, and let them give us fowls to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. God not only gave them favor that Milsar was willing to give them fowls to eat and water to drink, but God did miracle and asked the following. Verse 15. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. That under the pulse and water for 10 days, their faces appeared more handsome and fatter than all the children who did eat the portion of the king's table. God, in the same way as we fully trust him, will do miracles to us, and he will change the heart of people and let them give a great favor to us, and will be willing to change circumstances for our behalf and for our sake. Daniel chapter 1, verse 16. Thus Milsar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and give them fowls. Those young people were willing to discipline their mouth and stomachs. They were neither enticed by the food nor by its price. In the same way, you should be willing not to be enticed by food, especially the one with expensive price. Daniel and his friends, as they were willing to stand for the truth, God rewarded them. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Daniel and his friends treasured the wisdom of God more than food and drink. Wisdom is needed more than food to organize our lives. Our stand against such temptations will teach us the treasure of God's wisdom and the knowledge that surpasses the benefits of any food or drink. God gave Daniel the understanding in all visions and dreams. In the same way, God shall baptize us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and serve Him. Daniel chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, I stood thee before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. As we read about those four young men, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who were living on simple food of vegetables and waters, they were eating neither meat nor expensive meals. They were on water only and not on any other beverages like coffee, tea, juices, or wines. But at the end of their training and studies, none was found like them, and were 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all the king's realm. You see here and understand that wisdom and knowledge and success does not depend on the food you eat, nor on the college you study, nor on the country you trained, but it depends on you of how you keep your commitment unto God and how you stand firm to honor Him in living His word and in doing His will. Daniel chapter 1, verse 21. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. God sustained Daniel and his friends in that place, which were strangers in. They stayed and continued there while the Babylonian was removed by the Median and Cyrus their king. In the same way, as we obey God and do His will, God shall sustain us and bless us in the place that He brought us to. When we delight in Him and willing to follow His steps and His guidance. We learn a lesson from Daniel. Satan may use people to give us food, gold, money, or other things. But later on, we need to put in our minds that we need to pay the price for our greed. Therefore, we need to discern the source we receive from, whether from God or from Satan. Daniel and his friends were pressurized by the power of the enemy. In the same way, Satan may use certain circumstances of our lives and try to take advantage of us, or play on our emotions and egos like what he did with Daniel and his friends. The Babylonians even changed their names to make them lose their identity as true people of God. But they took the initiative to stand. And their stand paved the way for others to be encouraged and stand to do the will of God. Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and the things that Satan had offered him and be in bondage. The decision of Daniel had helped his friends to continue in their pursuit of God without defiling themselves. What Daniel and his friends did honored God and showed their true faithfulness to him. Therefore, God had bestowed on them an extraordinary favor and sympathy so that they could keep their highest commitment to God. As we too trust God and obey Him, we should not allow food to control us. We also need to help others to get delivered from the grasp of Satan and his traps. If we are weak in food matters, then we have much to lose and our talents and gifts will become ineffective in our service to God. My dear and beloved, let us come now to the Lord. Let us be willing to throw away all our idols, wrongdoings, and the evil practices that are taking us away from God. Let us throw away all our compromises, flatteries, and the fear of men. Let us move out and away from the previous life that we lived before. Let us be willing to stand firm for the truth and make a difference in the places that God had placed us. Let us be willing to trust God fully, that as we stand for His cause and purpose, that He moves for us, grant us favor in the sight of people and authorities. Do miracles and wonder for our behalf. Give us good health and grant us bright faces, wisdom and knowledge, and establish us and make us settled in the places that He brought us to. Let us set good examples to others so they will be encouraged to do the very will of God and stand against the power of Satan and darkness. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the story of Daniel and his friends, their good example and their good stand that challenged me to do the same and stand for you in this corrupted world that people their gods became food, fame, money, pleasures, and evil powers. Lord, thank you for the corrections and all the rebukes I receive from you in this message. Confess and renounce now all your sins. Confess your love for food and drinks more than your love to God and His word and commands. Renounce your love for money, your pride and arrogance, and your love to this world. Renounce the food that you are eating offered to idols and the various religious feasts. Renounce your lies, your lust, and your immoralities. Renounce your yoke with non-believers and many worldly friends. Confess your compromises and flatteries and unwillingness to stand with God. Confess and renounce your love of positions and prestige more than God. Confess your non-willingness to serve God and non-willingness to suffer for Him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to the teaching and to the principles that I receive in this message from you. Lord, I commit myself to stand for the truth and will refuse to take and receive this kind of food. Lord, I commit myself to live the style of life that you want me to live for you. Lord, I trust you that you will give me good health, wisdom and knowledge and the spiritual gift that I need to serve you. I stand firm on your word.
Love and life.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who committed their lives to you and are willing to go along the teaching that we receive in this message. Lord, continue to restore them and their families and children back to you. Lord, I pray for them as they obeyed you and stood for your cause. Give them favor from those over them and give them knowledge and wisdom and the spiritual gifts that they need to serve you with. Lord, in addition, give them settlement in the places that you had ordained for them to settle and provide all their needs and use them to serve you. Lord, bless us as your church and help us to continue to teach your word without compromising and to implement your word in the life of our families, children, disciples, members, and workers. Lord, grant us favor from the authorities and the kings of the places that we are living. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the needed spiritual gift that we need in our lives and ministry unto you. Lord, lead us to go and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the full will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.